It's the County Cricket Podcast for the 22nd of July. Adam Wheater fell going for the winning hit as Essex only just failed to chase down 360 to win on the last day against Hampshire. They slipped to 222 for 7 in their run chase as James Tomlinson took 4 wickets, but Wheater and Harbhajan Singh added 68 for the 8th wicket. The Indian off-spinner hit 40 from 55 balls, but departed with 70 still needed. However, Wheater came to the fore and put on 40 for the final wicket to Tom Craddock, who never got off the mark, before hauling out to long on to spark jubilation for Hampshire. The match at Canterbury between Kent and Glamorgan ended in the predictable draw, with the home side closing on 168 for 2 in their second innings, thanks to an unbeaten century from Sam Northeast. Glamorgan had earlier been dismissed for 389 in their first innings, as skipper Mark Wallace completed his century and shared a 9th wicket stand of 103 with Dean Cosker, who made 47. In Group A, the Clydesdale Bank 40, Middlesex romped to a 10 wicket win over Gloucestershire at Cheltenham. Chris Rogers ended on 122 from 102 balls, while David Malan hit 89 not out as they chased down the host's modest total of 214 for 9, with almost 10 overs to spare. 18-year-old Shift the Core stroked 83 not out of only 74 balls for Leicestershire, but he could not prevent Lancashire from recording a comfortable 6-wicket victory at Grace Road. He put on 96 for the 5th wicket after Glenn Chappell had made inroads with the new ball. However, Stephen Moore and Ashwell Prince both passed 50, and 108 for the first wicket, while Stephen Croft ended unbeaten on 57, as the Lightning eased home with 26 balls remaining. In Group B, Nottinghamshire thrashed Scotland by 88 runs at Trent Bridge. Despite losing Michael on first ball to Gordon Gowdy, the Outlaws amassed 265 for 5 from their 40 overs, as Alex Howells, James Taylor, Samit Patel and Adam Boges all made half centuries. Peter Trago took 3 wickets to help bowl Durham out for just 147 at Taunton. He reduced them to 9 for 2 with an early brace, and they never recovered as Max Waller delivered 8 overs of tidy leg spin and returned figures of 2 for 29. Craig Keithbed hit his second century in as many days in the Somerset reply, ending unbeaten on 103 from only 61 balls, as the home side won with nearly 20 overs to spare. In Group C, on loan Warwickshire wicketkeeper Richard Johnson held his nerve to give Derbyshire a 3 wicket win over Yorkshire at Chesterfield. He made 79 from 74 balls, while young all-round Alex Hughes made a valuable unbeaten 37. As the home side chased down Yorkshire's total of 238 for 7, with 14 balls to spare. Northamptonshire slipped to 9 for 3 and never recovered as they were all out for just 129 against Sussex at Arundel. Amjad Khan, Scott Stires and Kirk Werners each took 2 wickets, while Chris Liddell ended with 4 for 21, snuffed out a potential recovery that had been threatened by Rob Keogh and James Middlebrook. The Unicorns could make only 168 for 7 in reply to Warwickshire's 228 for 9 at Edgbaston, as Chris Wokes took 3 wickets. Varun Chopper and Darren Maddy had both made half centuries in the Bears innings, but the Unicorns fought back thanks to former Lancashire and Surrey bowler Stephen Cheetham. However, Keith Parsons was the only Unicorns batsman to make an impression, as all of Warwickshire's bowlers bowled tidily.